لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All the praise is due to Allah who has revealed to us the religion of Islam. And its might is like its day. And Allah has left us upon the clear, straight path. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us that there will come a day when the ummah, the nation, will see great difference, and that there would arise in the Muslim ummah new things, new sayings, and new ideas which have been never mentioned and never said and never understood by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba. So the Prophet warned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of these differences and these innovations that will arise in the religion, and he called all of them going astray and misguidance, and he warned that all of these new things and these new ways and these new sayings and ideas, that they are in the fire. So he ordered the Muslim, the believer in Allah, the believer in Allah's revelation to his Prophet, he ordered them to cling to the Sunnah of Muhammad and to the Sunnah of the Khulafa ar-Rashideen, the rightly guided successors, to bite it with their teeth, to never let go of it, to follow the way of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is not going to be a talk of fairy tales. This is not going to be a talk of stories taken from the minds of men in order to entertain and mislead and misguide the people from Allah's path. But these are going to be the details of death as described by Allah in His last and final revelation, the Quran. The last revelation. And as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described, not in the fabricated lies attributed to him, not the fairy tales and the stories attributed to him by the people without knowledge, by the people who intend to misguide mankind away from the true path of Islam, but those sayings which have been authentically and proven by the scholars of hadith, of narration, to have been uttered and said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us against those who would claim that the Prophet said this and the Prophet said that, but they would be lying about him and lying against him, whereas the Prophet had never said those things. And he said about these people, these inventors, these fabricators, let them put their feet in the hellfire. So brothers and sisters, from the outset of this talk, there is not going to be any confusion as to which direction this talk is coming from. The direction of this talk is coming from the people of knowledge, the true people of knowledge, the people of Allah's book, and the people of the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people who have studied Allah's book as it should be studied. The people who have studied and authenticated the sayings of the Prophet as they should be studied and should be authenticated, that base their religion on evidence and proof that is clear, not on wild stories, not on fanciful stories, not on fairy tales, not on inventions, but on the clear evidence revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, and the beautiful and perfect sunnah of his last and final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is from Muhammad and his companions that we learn our religion. They are the bringers to us of our religion. Not philosophers, not mystics, not people who inventing for themselves. But the teachers of our religion are none other than Rasulullah, his companions, and the people who followed their way and their understanding. So with this introduction, I would like to mention and begin the subject proper, and this is the issue of death. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, death is something that we think about very little. Death is something that we think about hardly at all. And this is one of the reasons of our decline. This is one of the reasons of our humiliation. This is one of the reasons why we find ourselves absorbed and taken up with the love of the world and the things of the world and chasing after the things of the world. And we have become a foolish people, a misguided people, an ignorant people who prefer to listen to stories and fairy tales than to listen to the haqq, to listen to the truth. Because we have forgot the reality of death. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the wise one is the one who remembers death. That wisdom is in remembering death. And that frequently remembering death will soften your heart, will make your heart soft to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, soft to the reality of La ilaha illallah, that nothing has the right, nothing is worthy of our ibadah, of our worship, illallah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us take ourselves on an imaginary journey. Let us take ourselves on a journey through the stages of death. A journey whose details and the description of which is derived and taken from the Book of Allah and from the authenticated sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And first let us deal with the condition of the evil soul, the unbelieving soul, the disbelieving soul. So when the soul of the wicked dies, when the soul of the transgressor dies, when the soul of the unbeliever dies, the angel of death, Malik al-Maut, comes to take the soul of this individual. And the angels gathered as far as the eye can see on the horizon, terrifying, dark in appearance, fearsome angels, and the angel of death will come, and the angel of death will take the soul from this wicked person. And this soul of the wicked one will spread throughout the body, because the soul of the evil liver, the soul of the unbeliever, has met his fate. He has met the real day, and now he knows, and now she knows, that the reality has come to pass. The reality has come to pass, that the angel of death has come to take their soul, and they lived, and she and he lived their life in heedlessness, forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgetting the reality of what Islam was. And so the soul was spread throughout the body of the disbeliever. So when the angel of death comes to take the soul of the wicked, evil liver of the disbeliever, then the soul will be wrenched. Just as you will take, if you can imagine, having a stick of thorns and surrounding the stick of thorns in wool. So how you can imagine the thorns will rip the wool. And this is how the soul of the disbeliever will be ripped from the body, tearing the bones. And then the soul will come out stinking, a stinking, smelling soul. And the angel of death, Malik al-Maut, he will wrap the soul in a stinking, smelly, harsh and hairy cloth. And he will pass the soul amongst the gathered angels. And each of these angels will wrap the soul of this evil soul in another, a layer upon layer of these hairy, stinking cloths. And then they will be taken, the soul will be taken up through the heavens. And the inhabitants of the heavens, they will say, and call the soul by all the evil and wicked names that this soul was known by on this earth. You wicked soul, you evil soul, you soul that did not pray, you soul that did not fast, you soul that rejected Allah and His Messenger. And so the soul will be abused and it is taken up through the heavens. And permission will be sought to enter through the first heaven, but it will be rejected. And a command will be given, throw the soul down to the torment in its grave. And so the soul will be thrown back to the grave. Back to the grave. And when the soul has been returned to the grave, then the angels of questioning will come. The angels of questioning will come. Oh my brothers and sisters, do not be fooled by the liars Do not be fooled by the liars. Do not be fooled by the perverters of truth who lie against Allah and His Messenger, who lie against Islam, when they say, if you follow me, I will come and I will answer the question of the angel of death. No. No, these are lies. You will be asked yourself, and no one will be able to answer the question for you. Your life and your deeds and your actions, they will testify for you. And you will not be able to lie to the angels of death. You will not be able to fool the angels of death, like you lied and you fooled and you deceived in this life. No, my people, no. In your grave, the questioning is severe. The interrogation is intense. So when the angels of death, they ask the evil liver, the disbeliever, who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? Then the evil soul will scream and cry, ah, in pain, I do not know. I do not know. And what was your religion? They will ask again, ah, pain, torment, I do not know. And then you will ask, and who is this man? Who is this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was sent amongst you? And he will say, I heard the people say this, and I heard the people say that, so I said what the people said. And the angels will say, you lived in doubt, and you died in doubt, and inshallah, you will be raised on doubt. So people, do not be fooled. If your Lord was money, if your Lord was another human being who you preferred to Allah and His Messenger, and you preferred their saying to the saying of Allah and His Messenger, if your Lord was your family, if your Lord was your culture, if your Lord was these things, and you believed that these things were going to make you happy, and these things were going to give you success, and these things were going to rescue you and give you succor and help you in your time of need, these are your God, you will not be able to say, Allah is my Lord. No, my people. I do not know. You lived in doubt. You lived in doubt and you died in doubt. And inshallah, the angels will say, you will be raised in doubt. And then a voice will be heard from the heavens. Show this one their place in paradise, if they had been a believing soul. So a window will be opened into paradise. And it will be said to this person, this would have been your place in paradise if you had been a believing soul. And then that window will be closed and a voice will be heard from heaven, show this soul their place in hellfire. And a window will be opened to the hellfire. And the heat will come from this window into the grave. And it will be said, this is your place in hellfire. And then a man will appear at the feet of the evil, disbelieving soul. An ugly man, a vile man, dressed in vile, evil-smelling clothes. And the man will say, oh you bring evil tidings. Who are you? And the man will say, I am your evil deeds. And I found you only slow to remember and obey Allah. Slow to remember Allah. Slow to obey Allah. So may you meet an evil end. And then a man will come who is deaf and dumb and blind. He cannot see, he cannot hear, and he cannot talk. And this man will carry a hammer. He will carry a hammer. But if this man was to strike a mountain with this hammer, he would turn it to dust. And this man will strike the soul of the unbeliever and shatter the soul of the unbeliever, and the soul of the evil, wicked person, or the soul of the unbeliever will let out such a scream that will be heard by all the creatures except the men and the jinn. And then Allah will recreate this soul, and the deaf, dumb and blind man will strike it again, and the soul will let out a scream again. And then Allah who crush the man in his grave, crushing his rib cage, constricting him. And as this is going on, the unbelieving soul will cry, "Oh Allah," this soul that didn't believe in Allah, this soul that used to call upon idols, this soul that used to call upon so-called saints, this soul that used to call upon all the things except Allah. Now this soul is calling to Allah alone. Oh Allah, oh Allah, don't let the day of judgment come and the life in the grave of this evil, wicked soul will be so long, so extended. But surely, eventually, the inevitable will come, the day of judgment, the promised day, the day that Allah has promised, when He will raise mankind up, naked, with no deeds, with no money, with no family to protect you, with no army to protect you. But you will be raised with nothing except your deeds, and every atom's weight of good that we have done, we will know about it. And every atom's weight of evil we have done, we will know about it. And this is the day when those who are followers will renounce their followers. And that those who are followers will say, "If only we had not followed them blindly." And people will be gathered under banners. And this is a day of fear, my people. This is a day of fear and terror, my brothers and sisters. The return thereof of children great. That the mother who is suckling her child will abandon her child for the terror and the fear of this day of judgment. When mankind will be like a drunken riot. Like a drunken riot. As if they were rioting from drink. That their fear, their rioting, their running in panic will be from their fear and from their terror of the impending doom and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day when people will be up to their ankles in their own sweat, up to their knees in their own sweat, up to their waist in their own sweat, and some people will be bridled with their sweat according to their deeds. A day of fear, a day of terror. A day when the sun will be brought. The sun will be brought just 1 mile above our heads. Just 1 mile above our heads. As a day, people, when there will be no shade, my brothers and sisters. No shade except Allah's shade. There will be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true day. This day is the reality. This day makes this life seem like a dream. But how heedless we are. We fail to remember this day. We push it to the back of our mind. We say, "Yes, I believe in Allah. I believe in His angels. I believe in His books. I believe in His prophets. I believe in the day of judgment. I believe in the divine decree." But you say you believe in it, but do you believe in it with a real belief, with the real conviction that it's going to happen truly, that you're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's going to ask you about every single thing that you've done? This one day is one day of 50,000 years. For the unbelievers. One day of 50,000 years. Can you imagine a day? A day of fear, a day of terror, a day of panic, going on and on and on for 50,000 years? And at the end of that, what will happen? At the end of this day of judgment, Allah will chain the disbelievers and throw them into the hellfire. He will not look at them. He will not talk with them. He will not question them. He will throw all those people who made shirk with Him, who set up rivalry, first create, then Shabbat Shabbat, and let's hope He suffers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and check Allah ta'ala. How they will be gathered and thrown to the hell. And where through the hell, the eight will own. Wouldn't you come to wood?
turn your back.
And they were, yes, she would up.
Only this great error only had moved up. Ach, our common, our reason in the deep is our daughter, Mecca.
We will now sin before. What is this brother? What is her? Where art will escape, creating, burns again, and recreates forever, so that it is his punishment.
The youth and the youth, the hellfire, the fabric of the hellfire, the people's heart, daughter, and Allah gives them an inch of unbelief, the one that they burn it into. Burn it and burn it into. Don't believe it. They will recreate them. And then hungry whale, hunger it from the sun and hell. But they will have the truth of truth, the true alien of the hell, so they will go down for easy water. This is through which the youth of right to the head devil. They had ever bitter, it's bitter. They tried it, it's special, and they'll be able to do it with a swallow because it's bitter. But they want to say, there are some people swallow so much, a bitter of this woman, even as they were scandal now. Great friends of them are going to all the land. And he thought that I brought how not to turn it on for faith. And it's a minute to make it up. Did you take them? And it should go on for a year, or years, or years, or years, or 100,000 years, or 1,000,000 years.
But this punishment will go on forever and ever and ever and never ever. This is for those who made shirk, who made partners, who ascribed and made from the creation rivals to Allah, worshipping them as they should have worshipped Allah alone. And Allah has said that He has made paradise, Jannah, haram for them. Allah has forbidden paradise to those who make shirk with Him. And the hellfire is their eternal abode, the eternal place of dwelling. So after a period of time, and this period of time will be as long as Allah, the space between which Allah created the heavens and the earth. That is the length. The people in hellfire, they will go to the guardian angels who guard the gates of hellfire. And this is not a place you can escape from. This is no place you can escape. You can't escape the hellfire. You can't bribe the angels to get yourself out. And even if you had something to bribe them with, these are stern angels obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will beg the angels, ask Allah for us. Ask Allah to us to lessen our punishment for us. To lessen our punishment for us. And then they will wait another period. And this period will be as long as the time between the beginning and the end of the creation of the heavens and the earth. And then the angel of death, who is guarding the hellfire will come with the reply. And his reply will be, Allah does not listen to the supplication of the disbelievers. And then they will give to crying and moaning and wailing. And they will cry tears. They will cry tears. Such tears that the tears will run out. And then they will cry tears of blood. Tears of blood. But if you collected it, you could sail ships in it. And they will give in to despair. This is the reality. This is the truth. This is the matter which any intelligent person will concern themselves with. To save themselves and their family from the hellfire. But most of us, look, who did the righteous things that Allah had ordered in His book, this soul will come out of the body just like a dewdrop falls from a leaf. Just like the way a drop of water falls from a leaf, it will come. And what a sweet soul, what a sweet smelling soul this will be. And the gathered angels of death, bright and beautiful, they will take the soul and wrap it in soft and perfumed cloth, perfumed with the perfume of Al-Jannah. And they will take the soul up through the heavens. And then as it goes through the heavens, it will be known and called by all the good names it was known by in this life. And then when the angels return this soul to the grave, and the angels still severe in questioning, they come and they ask, "Who is your Lord? Who is your Lord?" They will say, "My Lord is Allah." Because truly their Lord is Allah. Truly they worship Allah. Truly they believe that Allah alone was the originator and the creator and the maker and the controller and the power behind all things. And they used to worship Him alone and call upon Him alone and sacrifice to Him alone. And they obeyed His revelation and followed the way and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he knew his Lord. He knew his Lord. So he can say with confidence, "My Lord is Allah." And when he said, "What was your deen? What was your religion? Your way of life? Your way of living?" He will say, "Islam." Islam meaning sincerity and submission to Allah. Sincerity to Allah and submission to Allah. Islam, the way of life revealed by Allah. Yes, his deen, his way of living, his life was Islam. And her life was Islam. And when they say, what do you say about this man? Meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will say, "He is Muhammad, Rasulullah, the Prophet of Allah." And then the angel will ask, "And how do you know all of this?" Listen, my brothers and sisters, to the answer. The angel will ask, "How do you know all of this?" He will say, "I read the book of Allah and I believe in it." I read the book of Allah. The true believer is the reader, the studier, the knower of Allah's book, its explanation, the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is understood by the Sahaba. "I read the book of Allah and I believe in it." So now when the angels, the questioning angels, they leave, then a man will appear at his feet, or it will be said to him, "Show him his place in hellfire," if he had been a disbelieving soul. So he will be shown his place in hellfire if he had been a disbelieving soul. And then it will be said, "Show him his place or her place in paradise." And they will be shown their place in paradise, and their grave will become one of the gardens of paradise. And then a man will appear, a beautiful man in beautiful clothes. "Who are you?" the believing soul will ask. "Who are you? For you bring glad tidings." And he will say, "I am your good deeds. And I only found you always quick to remember Allah and to obey Allah. And may you have a good end. May you have a good end." So the believing soul is praying, "Oh Allah, let the day of judgment come. Let the day of judgment come." And then the place of the martyrs, the people who died fighting jihad for the sake of Allah, to make His religion supreme. Then what they will get is even above this, because their souls will be taken and put in green birds flying round the throne of Ar-Rahman. Flying round the throne of Ar-Rahman. And Allah will ask them, "Is there anything you desire?" And they will say, "Oh Allah." They will say, "Oh Allah, what can I desire? I am in your presence, round your throne." And again Allah will ask them, "What do you desire?" And they will give the same reply. And again Allah will ask them again. And when they realize that Allah will not stop asking them until they give a reply, they will say, oh Allah, send us back. Send us back to the earth so that we may die fighting in your path again. So you may experience the delight of death as a martyr again. And then Allah will say, "No, I have decreed death for the son of Adam only one time. And then Allah will leave them. Oh, brothers and sisters, what are we striving for? What are we running after? What have we dedicated our life to? Gold and jewelry and money and fame and fortune. This is what we have dedicated our life to. We don't think that we would like ourselves to be the soul and the green birds flying round the throne of Ar-Rahman. Because we have forgotten the reality of death. So then the good soul is praying, O Allah, let the day of judgment come. So how will be the day of judgment for the believing soul, the true pious believing soul? It will be as the Prophet described, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if it were the space between the afternoon prayer and the evening prayer. This is how it will be. And then there will be those who are gathered under the shade of Allah, when there is no shade except Allah's shade. Those who are gathered, who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they loved each other for the sake of Allah alone. They loved each other because they were believers, not for money, not for business, not for some worldly gain, but they loved each other, and they met each other, and they left each other for the sake of Allah. And the just ruler, and the young, the youth, whose heart was attached to the mosque, and the one who gave charity so that his right hand did not know what his left hand was doing. And the young man who was tempted to do illegal sexual intercourse with a rich woman, but he said, I fear Allah. He declined because he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how do we find ourselves running to these evils? Because we've forgotten the day when there will be no shade except Allah's shade. And then the believers, the condition is different. Because some of the believers, they will be tormented in their graves. Even though they believe in Allah, even though they were Muslims, they will be tormented in their graves for their sins. What a terrible torment they will face. Beatings, snakes, huge scorpions to come and sting them and punish them. Brothers and sisters, don't think you said, I am Muslim, and that is enough. Because Muslims will go to hellfire. Muslims will be punished by Allah. Muslims will be amongst those who are terrified on the day of judgment. Our deeds will be weighed. Our deeds will be weighed on the day of judgment. Our deeds. And the Prophet said, you know who the miskeen is? The miskeen? Meaning the poor one? And they said, yes, Prophet of Allah. The poor one is the one who's got no money. He said, no. The poor one is the one who comes before Allah on the day of judgment with mountains of good deeds. But he abused this one, and he killed this one, and he hid this one, and he stole from this one, and he transgressed against this one. So his deeds will be taken away from him or her. Their deeds will be taken away and given to those people until he has got nothing left. And then the evil deeds of those people will be put onto him or her until he or she is cast into hellfire. That is the poor one. That is the poor one. So beware of the day when Allah will put our deeds in scales. When we will be given the book in either our right hand. So the one who receives the book of deeds in their right hand, they will go back to their people rejoicing. Look at my book! Look at my book! But as the one who received their book in their left hand from behind their back, they will say, oh, destruction! I am damned! I am destroyed! What book is this? It doesn't leave out a small deed or a big deed, except that it's written down with numbers. written with numbers. So some Muslims will be thrown to the hellfire because we will have to cross the bridge. We'll have to cross the bridge, the Sirat, that everyone must pass across. The bridge over hellfire. And up until this time, those munafiqs, the people who claimed that they were Muslims, they claimed to believe in Allah, they claimed to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in reality, they didn't believe in Islam. They didn't believe in Allah because they didn't follow his book. They didn't believe in Muhammad because they didn't believe that Muhammad was their prophet. They believed in men after Muhammad. They put their faith and their trust in things other than Allah. They followed ways other than the way of the Sunnah. These are the munafiqs. The people who claimed Islam, but they hated Islam in their hearts. So up until this time, they would have been staying with the believers. Then Allah will order them to prostrate. So the believers will prostrate, but the munafiqs, their backs will become as a solid piece. So every time they try to prostrate, they will fall over. And they will try to prostrate again, and they will fall over. And then they will all of them have to cross the bridge. Thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. Brothers and sisters, one day I recommend that you go to a mountain and stand on that mountain or stand on a cliff by the sea and imagine that in front of you is a thin, thin bridge, thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. And before you is not the sea, but in front of you is burning fire. Imagine now, even in this hall today, can you imagine? In this hall today, if this hall was full of fire, and you had to cross on a thin line, sharp as a sword. So how about when you have to cross the hellfire? The hellfire was so big that when a stone was dropped from the top, it took 70 years to reach the bottom. We have to cross this, brothers and sisters, and the only thing that will help us across this bridge is our deeds. So some will pass like the blinking of an eye. Some will pass like lightning. That as they are crossing the hellfire, hooks will come and pull them down into it. These are believers. These are Muslims. The hooks will pull them down into the hellfire. And then, brothers and sisters, after this has happened, and the people are gathered, then will come the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should know, brothers and sisters, that the intercession, the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not in this life, as some people think, that they can go and they can pray to Muhammad, saying, Ya Rasulullah, asking him, and they say, this is the wasila of the Prophet. No! This is shirk to do this! This is shirk to make him an idol, to call on him besides Allah. The wasila of the Prophet, as he explained himself in the authentic Sunnah, is his wasila on the day of judgment when he will intercede for the believers. He will intercede for those who had iman, not who made shirk, and not who made rivals with Allah, but those who had true iman. But they didn't have them fire. The Prophet of Allah,
and you say,